The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Aisling Larkin is cooking lasagna for us a little bit later this hour, but Ger Gilroy is the appetizer. Do you like that?
Hey.
Yay.
More so, dessert, but okay.
We're sweet enough already. We don't need dessert. Football Review Committee.
Yeah.
So the rules are going to be rolled out 45 minutes' time or thereabouts. We're going to see them in action.
Throw in for the eagerly anticipated clash between Leinster and Connacht. I actually had to check.
In the not Railway Cup.
Who was playing? I don't know why they didn't call it the Railway Cup. I think maybe the Railway Cup is such a dead brand that they're like, no, this is officially the Allianz GA Football Interprovincial Series.
Oh, that's way better than the Railway Cup.
AGFIP, AGFIP.
The AGFIP.
Are you going to AGFIP? I think people will go. I realise that the weather is less nice than it has been for the last couple of Friday and Saturday, when it would have been like perfect to showcase what was going to happen. We had Niall Morgan, the Tyrone goalkeeper, on yesterday, and he was making the point that, so say these rules are adopted for under 20s, minors, under 16s, under 14s, and there's an under 14 goalkeeper who can't kick the ball 40 metres. So every time there's a kick out, it's a foul. It's like, they're going to have to come up with some way of gale force wind howling against you, and you just have to get the big lad to kick every ball out. So some of these rules are going to end up falling by the wayside, or they're going to find something new about them. But I've never seen, in 25 years covering GAA, as concerted an effort for positivity behind one thing from a group. All of the GAA press pack have been briefed so frequently that they might all have a bit of Stockholm syndrome, but they're all, it seems, massively in favour of it.
Yeah.
I think one of the games ended up with like 7 goals and 20 points in the sandbox games, as they've been so sexily titled. And so everyone's like, well, is this good or is this bad? So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And the other thing is, these games obviously have nothing riding on them. Like, you know, you win this, everybody's like, okay, big deal. But when it comes to the league and relegation and not playing in Sam Maguire, or when it comes to Sam Maguire, I've no doubt that the cynical managers will find ways around the new rules that have not been foreseen.
Yes.
And that's the point where we'll see exactly how they work or how they don't. But I guess the point about raising how popular they've been with the GAA media and the players so far is that it's a shoe-in that this is what the football is going to look like next season, I think.
Yeah.
There's almost no way they reject this.
Because Philly McMahon was on with us yesterday, as was Jim Gavin, the kind of man behind it all, to a degree. And I know he's on with John Duggan tomorrow on Off the Ball, and we only kind of got through a few of the rules with them, actually. There's so many of them and there's so much detail. But anyway, sorry, Philly McMahon's argument against them was the unintended consequences one.
Yeah.
And his thing was, he feels that part of the reason that you see kind of a zonal standoffish defence is because of the black card. You don't want to contact, and players hit the ground much more easily because a ref is more likely to give a black card than anything else, and there's an easy decision. And anyway, people might disagree with that, but that's Philly's interpretation of the black card, is that an unintended consequence has been less tackling in the
game. That's interesting. So and actually that's one of the causes of the game being so bad at the moment.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so he thinks that that's one of the reasons, and he doesn't know what the unintended consequence would be, but he just worries what it will be when you have so many rules coming in.
Yeah, and I think the difficulty with, so it's 7 major ones, right? And the difficulty is that 5 of them could be brilliant, but 2 of them could be ruining it, and it's going to be very difficult to discern which of the 2 are the ones that have to go. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be really straightforward, and this time next year we'll be embracing Ireland being home to some of the greatest sporting spectacles you've ever seen.
Yes.
Or games finish like nil all because the defences are totally decided. Well, I'm not moving. If you move, then you move first, you know.
But it shouldn't be nil all. Would that be the argument in favour of the rules? Because then what will happen is there'll be more space anyway for the attacking team, because you only have 11 players back there.
Yeah.
Because you've got 3 up front still.
Yeah.
And because of the scoring circle, you'll just have lads lumping points then from further out.
Yeah. But if you have 11 attackers and 11 defenders, then everybody's man marking each other in a very small space, and I only need to protect the 40 really, because maybe your goal hangers are going to be good enough. I think there's probably ways in which you can thwart that by zonally having a massive. It's like if you had 6'6" fellas and you fan them out one every 15 meters across the pitch. difficult to get past that.
Yeah, it is true. And it's funny when you say, I didn't realise like one of the goals, it was like 720 or something had been scored in one of these sandbox games. But like the nature of these kind of challenge matches, if you call them that, are that they are high scoring.
Yeah.
Like if you go, like if
yeah,
Tyrone play Armagh in some kind of challenge match behind closed doors, you'll find, no,
yeah,
you will,
no,
you'll find
right.
It's kind of like 25 points to 22 because lads are not, they don't want to get injured. They're naturally standoffish.
They're not revealing.
No one's going full belt because they don't want to pull a hamstring. You don't want to reveal, exactly how you're going to line up or how you're going to defend.
Or who's actually going to mark their star forwards.
Exactly. So it's all a bit standoffish. So it is the league next year when we will see.
And even then, I suspect that
it'll be actually the championship.
If you're guaranteed replacing Sam Maguire, are you showing your hand? If you've got some radical idea about how to approach these rules, which I hope some people will do, I'm not sure you're going to show your hand entirely. In those league matches, which don't matter to you. So if you're a Division One team, good standing, you're guaranteed to be playing Sam Maguire football. I would say you're trying stuff out.
If it works out the way they hope it works out,
could be amazing.
It'd be great.
Yeah,
it'd be absolutely great.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why so many people are interested.
I'm really interested to see what the crowds are like today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Premier League is back this weekend.
Premier League is back after the international break.
The international hiatus.
I think everybody's kind of a sigh of relief. The
no more games.
No more Thomas Tuchel. No more anthem questions. No more Heimer's not going to matches. Oh, he is actually going to matches. Ireland not really any better. Slightly better, but not really. So those kind of circular narratives that we've been witnessing are gone. The League of Ireland is hurtling towards a conclusion. Last week we sat here and confidently predicted that Derry would pick up a win in their two games last weekend. They didn't.
Said that if Bowes lost that they could find themselves in, flirting with trouble if not in trouble, and they duly lost.
Oh, they drew on the Monday with Derry. They were one of the ones.
But then they lost.
Yeah, well, look, I think Bowes are going to be grand.
They're too good.
I think they were a bit complacent this season. I think, but the Bulls fans that I listen to are very unhappy with how the season has gone, and I suspect it'll be interesting to see what changes are coming there.
Okay,
they're definitely not out of the woods
yet. What about the other end of the table, though? The business end.
Yeah. So, Shells are still 2 points clear of Derry, and Shamrock Rovers. Obviously, Shells can win their games out and still win. But their form is so bad that we haven't seen that happen yet. So all of these games, Shells are playing Waterford. That's a relatively routine 3 points for them at this stage of the season. But it hasn't been for them at any point. And actually, Waterford are only 10 points behind them. That's how condensed the league is.
I maybe should have said when we were talking about the football that I won't be in Croke Park this weekend. I only go to Croke Park for rugby games.
Fair enough. You and a lot of people, it turns out.
Yeah. So I was there at the big interprovincial.
And were you shocked at how much fun you had?
No, it was such a dud. It was such a dud. It gives me great, great pleasure to reveal that. So this is the Leinster-Munster game. It was, after 10 minutes, it was over. Well, it was over as a match. It was over as a match after about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there was just this constant murmur. It was like being in a pub for the next hour that you're there. Just people just talking. People are just chatting. People and the few rows behind them.
Isn't
people
it terrible?
Going out to the shop all
people
the time.
People enjoying themselves out in the nice...
But they're just not engaging with... They could just be enjoying themselves at home or in the pub or in a friend's house.
They were sharing...
There was no engagement with what was happening on the pitch. None.
They were sharing...
It reminded me... It was communion. Like I went to a Major League Baseball game and it was the only thing worse for lack of engagement on the field.
But is the whole point about going to baseball not that, like, you stuff yourself full of food and every so often there's something in the background that happens and you hang out with your mates?
Yeah, you're just describing rugby. You're just describing my experience of rugby in Croke Park. Everybody is just there stuffing their face,
this is the
drinking pints, and every now and then something happens at the pitch and a few flames go up on the sideline. And they go,
The electronic screens was like, oh, you could have them the whole time.
Wow.
Well, you see, everybody, I see you snorting derisively at what rugby are doing, but...
it was a bit of a dud game.
They're putting on a show. Well, that's because Munster were terrible.
Yeah.
That's Munster's fault.
Don't take it out on me because Munster were terrible.
It was the fourth round of the league, and it's kind of a nothing match.
I know.
It's a marker for later on in the season, and it has an impact on the rest of the season for Munster. It might do. We'll see this weekend. They're down in South Africa next week, and they've traditionally used South Africa as a way of bouncing back. But I think that rugby is coming. I think everybody needs to be careful about this. People enjoy spending time in each other's company, and while if they choose, some top class action is happening behind them.
Well, listen, I've just talked myself out of any hospitality tickets, I think, for the
I think you're the exact target market for them.
But, oh, wow. Well, if you're listening,
new fans.
I have a whole set of principles when it comes to corporate sponsor partnerships. And if you don't like them, I can replace them with a whole other set of principles. Don't worry. Ger Gilroy from Off the Ball. Ger, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.